Hi everybody, this is Ron Amacron, and here we are again. Another Saturday. A lot of Saturdays in the month here. So, anyway, today's date, Larry, is July 21st. Well, and then we'll go to the Lightship today. So this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll go there probably about 10 minutes. Go up there, have some healing work done. So I'll probably go into maybe about 8 different rooms. So we have a couple requests so far. I'll pick maybe the next 6 that come on here on the fast chat. And we'll see how that works out for everybody. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Yes, Ron. Hi, I'm out here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. It's called Saturday Night Live because the healings will only apply during the live broadcast today, July 21st. So if you're listening to an archive, you will only feel the peaceful energy. Ron Amatron is our radio host and the ambassador to the Creation Lightship, where he escorts us to various areas for healing by the light beings. We can't go to the Lightship without Ron. Lightship healings are offered in preparation for the true ascension by releasing our densities. And Ron, usually, lately you've been asking everyone to put up the light being that's the drawing of the face on the Creation Lightship page for BBS Radio. So can you activate that for us before we go, please?
Yeah, we'll do it right now. So everybody, just go to the BBS page, bring up the light beam picture, and here we go. We'll bring in the males this time. Well, here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, you should feel that energy change, and if you move yourself back and forth on the computer in front of your monitor screen, you're going to notice that the eyes are probably checking you out as you are moving, so that's kind of neat. So, back over to you again, Kathy.
Oh, thanks, Ron. We have a couple of questions that maybe we can take before we go to the Lightship. First one on the fast chat is from David. He's running the nano detox clearing and reports a bit of allergic reaction in his eyes. Can you help him with that, Ron?
Let's see what we can do here. So, work for everybody else, eye conditions. And he's on the nano clearing, which means that something got activated in his eyes, maybe unknown to him, but as it's being released, sometimes you could feel something. So here we go with the eyes. So one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and... Okay. Well, let's see how that's doing here. I feel a little better. Back to you, Kathy.
A question came in from John last night. He's asking, is it possible to skip a sequence in time and end up somewhere but not remember traveling there?
Yeah, I was watching a comic. That could be true. Watching a comic the other night on Netflix, and aside from all of the words the words that people say all the time, especially comics, he was talking about looking at your clock and then not knowing what time it was, you know, your watch on your hand, looking again, not knowing what time it was. Then he also mentioned, that this is George Carlin, and then he was talking about going someplace into a room or going someplace and not knowing why you're there. So, very interesting. You plan to go somewhere. We'll just say the clone has the agenda, the storyline for you. You go somewhere. So you start to go somewhere, and you're on your way there. And then they put in another clone replica maybe 10 minutes later in your place. But somehow they didn't give you all the information on the program. So you're missing part of the pie, you know, part of the piece of the pie that you should be doing. So all of a sudden, you know that you're going to this location, but you get there and you don't have any reason for being there, only because the reason why you went there was in another clone body who wanted to get something. So now that you're there with your new clone, he doesn't have a clue why you're there. You may look kind of stupid or feel stupid. It's only because the program wasn't complete, and they didn't copy and paste everything and follow up on the last program of the last clone that you had. So that might shed some light on why things happen to you that just don't know why it's happening. And so, yeah, it's very possible you could probably have a mind swipe and have different clones come in with no memory of where you came from, and maybe drive for 2 to 3 hours and get to some location. Said, gee, how did I get here? I can't remember much at all. Well, that's because they didn't bring the program to the current clone body that you have. They thought maybe that those details weren't needed. Maybe it's a waste of time for them. Maybe they had a new programmer, and they said, I don't want to program all this stuff for 3-4 hours of time as the person's driving in their car. I'll just give them maybe about 10 minutes. Let's see, they drove their car, they pulled off to a gas station to get gas, go to the restroom, maybe buy a candy bar or something. Stuff with that, and that's only like 10 minutes. And then they drove along, and oh yeah, they saw maybe some electric windmills on the side of the road, so we'll put that, and that was kind of interesting to watch. And oh yeah, also, you know, they saw chemtrails somewhere along the line. I'll put in that. So we got like maybe a total of, as far as your memory time, maybe a couple of minutes of memory. And maybe that's a half an hour of real time. And they go, that's good enough. They know that they left from their house and they drove and ended up where they are. So now they give you the city location, maybe a couple buildings before the off-ramp on the highway, the freeway comes, so you know where you are. And then they show you where to turn off at, and then you turn off, and maybe you have an appointment with somebody. You go there, and that's where the program starts. What happened to get there is probably meaningless for that alien race because it means nothing to them. They want you to meet this other person who could have an alien in their body, and you're going to be talking about alien stuff, even though it may not sound that way to you. Maybe there's an overseer. Maybe you're in the alien cafe, and there's somebody at the next table listening to your conversation because you needed to tell them something, but, you know, naturally you wouldn't go up to them and say, hey, I'm Steve Harris here, you know, and this here is Bobby Smith, and we came here to have a conversation, and we see the alien in you behind your eyes, and can we sit with you to have some coffee and donuts or hot fudge or something, and we'll tell you about our conversation. Well, you don't normally do that, and so naturally, that's what happened. So hopefully I answered your question, maybe in a way that you didn't perceive what's happening. You may say, well, if I'm getting off this program, he's saying that I'm a clone every 10 minutes. I don't believe that, and I'm out of here. But that's what happens. So back to you, Kathy.
It sounds good, Ron. And I think we have a caller. If so, caller, would you please go ahead and state your question or something you'd like to share for Ron?
Yes, this is Lance. Is my name?
Hi, Lance. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to have a see if we can do a clearing, a childhood clearing.
Okay, so you need to think of the issue that happened
right
to you.
Yeah, I was in school. Someone called me a name, and it sort of I think it did more than...
Okay, so it stuck, huh? Was it a name that was racial to you by chance, or just the name of...
I was in a special ed class, and they called me an MR.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's release that energy from that first incident here, if we can. So here we go. Anybody else
mm-hmm.
have something like that where somebody berated them or anything like that? Just think of that issue, because we have to have the issue for that, and we'll go back to that particular moment and release that energy. So here we go. What we're doing is we're taking out the program in a sense that connected to you. You can be at peace. Otherwise, it runs through your whole life. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, there it's leaving. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Lance, you should be able to look at it now, and it should feel more distant to you. But you need to see how your body...
All right.
Okay, so it should feel like, you know, somebody else's movie or... like a couple of people talking
right.
outside of yourself, you know, you just happen to eavesdrop on a conversation. And that's the way it should affect you right now when you look at it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. So thank you for calling.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay. So let's go to the light chip in maybe a couple of minutes here. Anything else you want to talk about?
Just kind of quickly, we were discussing John's question about being relocating or forgetting your memory or the time sequence interruptions. And so John was asking about how to remove the clone.
Well, we have a clone call every Thursday, and it's 1 hour in length, and we get out as many clones as we possibly can from you. And we concentrate in areas of typical body problems, body locations, as the clones will come in and give you a illness. Remember, they just copy and paste the info from the last clone. You have a headache, last clone will have a headache. New one will typically have it too because it's the same program. You get to realize that what would happen if you had an awful stomach ache, and you're on the ground crying, and then all of a sudden, instantly, they took that clone out and put in a new one, which didn't have it at all. All of a sudden, when you got activated again, turned back on, you have to get turned back on again, you'd be on the ground wondering why you're on the ground. You have probably no recall of having an awful stomach ache. So, you always tend to leave a trail and a way to ease into the next moment, because people could be watching you. You're on the ground crying and holding your stomach, and there's people around, and all of a sudden they put in a new clone of you in 10 minutes, and they're still watching you, and all of a sudden a new one comes in, and then gets activated, and you look like a fool on the ground because you go, what am I down here for? You'd ask the people, why am I down on the ground? They'd say, well, you're saying you had a stomach ache, and it really hurt, and we felt the energy from you, and have all this compassion for you, and we're here to help you, especially if, you know, the ambulance came. Say, well, I'm fine now, when you get up and you walk away. That could happen to some people, but typically they're not going to do that. They're going to carry on because they want to keep everything a timely order in time. Don't want to upset anybody on that timeline watching. So we can go to the light chip here in a minute here. Do you have anything else to add, Kathy, before we go?
No, Ron. I think people are putting in their requests for rooms now and anticipating the visit. So whenever you're ready.
Okay, here we go. So going up to the light chip. 1, bring your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plant. So 1, 2, 3. 4 and 5. on what number to call in on to listen to the program. He's on the fast chat. That'd be great here. Again, going up, animals and pets, flowers for yard and plants, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I have some rooms that I copy and pasted here. And let me get them together here. So the first room we're going to, I'll do it in reverse order here because it might be easier, is the room for Mother Mary. And here we go into this room. Request a healing. Remember, just one physical healing. Nothing to do with mental energy or anything else. Yeah, completely physical. We have a caller, so you have to probably stay on the line for a while, caller. Sort of beep there until we come back from the light ship. So here we go. Mother Mary's energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This room, you might have the fragrance of roses or flowers sometimes. We're bringing the energy a little more, so stronger, 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 and stronger. We have a request for pink dolphins. Oh, here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And more pink dolphin energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One more on the fast chat here. Probably have plenty right now. So I saw one here, the sunflower room. Here we go, Tony. This is for you. Big sunflowers. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next we have room for little ponies. And so here they come. The reason why we have all these energies is because life beings need to choose and create a physical body. So they choose the blueprint and energize it for us to experience them. Otherwise, they'd be invisible. We're up there physically watching them and communicating with them for healing that we're requesting. Here's a little pony energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next we have the crystal water room. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Going to the amethyst crystal geode. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next we will go into the room that has silver energy. This is like silver raindrops. So coming down upon us. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We have a request for unicorns. This is the another special room. Here we go, unicorn energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room where they can help to eliminate allergies. Maybe your eyes are watering or something, runny nose, sinus stuff. So here we go. Let's see what we can do with that. I'll go into this room, centrifuge room. I want to request healing again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I will go into the rainforest room. Very nice. I like this room myself. Very beautiful. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the pain release room. Do you have any pain in your body? 1, 2, One, two, three, four, and five. We'll go into the room that gets rid of entities. Have a problem with your body, like pain or something. Surgical procedures, anything like this recently, we'll get rid of entities that could have up into your body because they like you. Let's get rid of those entities. So here they go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I see a request here for the deer room, so we need to go into the deer room naturally. So here comes little Fonz. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And actually, let's go into the room that has kangaroos. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, everybody. I'll go into one other room here that we haven't been in for quite a while. Go into the room where St. Bernadette is. This is the like the water in Lourdes, France. So here we go. Going into this water now, full of water. This energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. Oh, hope you enjoyed your healing rooms. I'll go into one pain release room again here. Anybody has any pain in their bodies, but healing. So one, go to the pain, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll get rid of some alien critters that may be causing pain in joints. Here we go. So taking them out right now and getting rid of their poisons and getting rid of their waste products and dead carcasses out of your joints. Okay. Let's call tomorrow again here. Get rid of the alien critters. Oh, we'll turn it back over to you again, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, that was terrific. I feel very relaxed. I'm so renewed after that incredible trip to the Creation Light ship. And there's quite a few comments that are being put on the fast chat, too. Maybe before I read them, we should take the call if they're still holding. If so, caller, will you please go ahead and state your question for Ron?
Yes. My name is Phil. I called on Wednesday night. I had an issue with shortness of breath, and he wanted an alien creatures clearing for me, and that really helped me. And I want to say thank you to Juan, and if he can continue that same clearing for me, I would really, really appreciate that, because my case was getting from every day it was getting worse. And then after Wednesday night, that clearing from alien creatures, you know, I was getting better, and I'm
okay,
still
we'll
feeling
right
much
now,
better
then.
Now.
Okay, so Phil, here we go. Of alien critters out of your lungs. Here we go.
Thank you.
So this works for everybody else, too. So one, two, three, four, here we go. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And some of the poisons that they left. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the dead carcasses. So 1, 2, 3, now is another thing. We have the timeline crashing on the website. That's $20 for a week, $60 for a month. And we're going to do a timeline crash for everybody for breathing here, maybe for lungs. So here we go. One, two, remember, you want to get off the timeline of that illness, a sickness or whatever. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Get rid of one timeline. Second timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Three timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Number four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Number five. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Number six. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Number seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And number ten timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so that should help all of you a little bit there. If you do have a concern with your lungs, you probably want to do a couple hundred timeline crashes, I would guess. So thank you,
okay,
Phil,
thank
for
you
still online. So hopefully you're feeling much better.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, so we'll see you later.
Bye, Phil. Ron, we have...
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. We have some comments from those in the fast chat who experienced the light ship healing. David says his eyes are improving and 50% better already. And other people are saying they feel so relaxed, very good. They had a lot of problems and they're going away. They're wonderful healings. Some people felt the energy of St. Bernadette and smelled Mother Mary's roses. And they thought it was a very special experience, a sacred experience. They really appreciated going to the pain release room. And Tony says the unicorns were buzzing with energy, and her headache is 80% better. And Q is asking, which critters cause tendonitis?
I would say the caterpillars into your joints. So caterpillars could be a big one. Oh. And it could also be waste products from, like, ants in the joints, too. We do have that alien critter clearing of parasitic life forms. That's on the website. And it's, I think, $10 a week. You can do a lot of work if you're dedicated to getting on that page. Get rid of these things. $30 a month. We have another one for... I believe it's poisons. But something with the word poisons in it. So somebody might know what that clearing is. I think it's like maybe three different words or four different words in the title. With alien stuff, I believe. Oh, I think we have a beep on, another beeper.
Yeah.
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Cap.
Hi,
Larry. Yeah, I wanted to comment, Ron, about our discussion about if you go into a slower class and the other people are in the normal average class, what happens? And I think what happens sometimes is that an alien can be controlling your consciousness, and you're not in control of your consciousness. They are, so it's hard for you to think and understand and go forward and comprehend because the alien stagnates your consciousness. And it could be the alien's problem but not the individual's problem. So if Ron had an additional comment about that, and I'd like to get a healing on the imprinting of that.
Oh, yeah, okay. So what he's sort of saying, which I'm picking up, is that which can happen is that maybe you're doing fine, like we talked about earlier, right? All of a sudden, going to the Alien Cafe, what I call one of the coffee houses back in New York, but they're all kind of similar. This one here has a lot of seats in it. or an eating area. You go in there, and very possibly you might be next to other people that want to have your information. And let's just say that you have three races that want to get together and talk. So you have two people already sitting there at a table, race A and race B. And maybe you're race C, but for some reason, race C doesn't have a clue of what's going on with race A and B. So they may just all of a sudden buy that timeline. Remember, they do timeline sharing, kind of like people have with special hotels and things, you know, or special places, different locations here on the planet where they go to every couple of weeks or so, summer or something. People that have, you know, maybe better connections. So anyway, I won't say alien connections, but better connections there. And so very possibly they may say, hey, wait a minute, this person's in this alien cafe, and race C doesn't have a clue what's happening, but race G wants to talk to race A and B. So all of a sudden you go in there and you lose your consciousness. You don't know really why you're there, but you do have your cup of coffee in your hand. And then they kind of put a program in you to walk around to find a table that's next to these people. And then maybe they have somebody come in, maybe a long-lost friend of yours that you knew nothing about. All of a sudden they go, hey, let's bring this person into this reality. So they stop time and they beam that person in outside the door of the coffee house. And then they put a program in. They get some coffee. They go upstairs and sit down. All of a sudden this happens and the guy walks upstairs and, wow, he sees you that he hasn't seen for 5 years. And now you're talking and you're talking about your life's issues and things that you've had for the last 5 years since you wanted to get together. Talk to this person, and you have something to talk about now, about what's going on in your life. And the programs get played through you of what keywords need to be said to group A and B. And, well, wow, this is really surprising that you showed up in my life after 5 years. Maybe it's an old girlfriend or just a work buddy or something, and all of a sudden they popped in. The guy goes, yeah, I wasn't really planning to have any coffee, but somehow I just decided to walk in here to have some. I don't know what happened, but, you know. And you go, wow, that's really synchronistic because I was even thinking about you. Remember, the programs got installed, right? Now the guy says, yeah, I was thinking about you. That's really strange. I haven't seen you in 5 years. Hello, everybody, this sounds familiar. Hello. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Larry, for calling. Ron, there's a couple of questions. Oh, Larry, I'm sorry, were you finished?
Yes, I think so. Okay.
I'm clearing. Here we go, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, here we go. So a clearing for just the weird things that happen. You people can think about that. Yeah, alien poison waste products and carcass removal. That's the clearing. Okay. That might be good to have if you are dealing with some kind of illness. Don't know what the heck to do about it. That would be probably the one. So, the left side of the website, if I'm not mistaken. Type that into the box, the clearing. Oh, here we go. A clearing to get rid of the alien control over you being funky, losing consciousness. Here we go. One. Under this timeline, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And yes, we're also doing Friday sci-fi show here on Saturday, a carryover here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more clearing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. better, Larry?
Yes, I think that's going to do me a lot of good, Ron. I appreciate that.
Okay. Oh, we'll turn it back over to Kathy again here.
Bye, Larry. Ron, when Lance called, he mentioned that he'd been called names, and you did a clearing for him, and I know that's happened to all of us. And someone in the fast chat is kindly offering a suggestion to Lance about maybe putting the names in the natal barcode clearing. Could you please comment on that for Lance and us?
Hmm. Yeah, that could be keywords that they're using to affect your life. Remember, they the aliens use keywords, which people have. Like your name is one, and your maybe your address, your phone number, nicknames, etc. So the natal chart might be a way to get rid of some of those names if you ever had a bunch of names attached to you that could be still active, people who thought about you. Or this is energetic cording. And so if somebody gave you, I'll just tell you a story that I heard. This boy went to kindergarten. Didn't go to preschool, but kindergarten. Teacher's doing the roll call. And gets done, and this boy's name was not called. But yet, she noticed that there's one name on, well, she called the name, and he didn't raise his hand. Knew that the boy didn't respond. So on one hand, this is kind of sad, but it makes you think about what could happen. So the teacher says, you know, what's your name? He goes, well, my dad calls me shithead. I'm sure all of you are probably like, going, what? No? And that's what he was used to. Didn't really know his real name that well because dad called him a different name. So that was kind of like, you know, on one hand, you could laugh and say that's really comical. On the other hand, you go, oh, geez, what is his father? What kind of, you know, I don't know what word to use there, but what kind of a person is this? Sent his son with this, you know? So that could be one good reason to use the natal chart clearing. All of you are kind of probably appalled, but something like that could have happened to you. Now, what happens is, if it's older people, we'll say, not in kindergarten, but if something goes on where get a nickname, they can cord you, the people at that time, you can still be corded to them, and that's why you want to get that particular energy off of you, especially if you still kind of resonate to it. Well, the cording, we have an energetic cording release on the website, and we also have, you know, our cord release call. That one is more for body stuff going on. But the main thing is how people connect to you, and the energy can be just as active as it was they did it to you, you know, years ago, decades ago. Oh, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds good, Ron, the cord release and maybe the natal barcode removal. Ed had a question here on the fast chat. Just trying to scan here and trying to find it now. He wants to know, why can't CLF dissolve clone-projecting alien machines?
I'm sure they're doing something working on it. I don't have that exact answer. A lot going on that they are doing. That we know nothing about, so well, I only get information when they're ready to move forward on something. What to say on that? So, bottom line is that's why they have ascension every 2,000 years. Get the darkness out of here. For the people choose darkness. So, by connecting to things outside of yourself, being in duality brings that darkness in. Everybody stopped going outside of themselves, not bringing in energies into the planet or into themselves. Then maybe all the aliens would say, well, we need to be here. We'll find some other playground to play in because we're not getting any energy off these people. That's kind of the bottom line there. I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. I don't have any other way to answer the question. Always the reason why and why can't they is always there. I don't know what else they're doing. So back to you.
Okay, and CLS questions. You got a request for someone to please clarify about how to do the sentry clearing. Is it with you in person? And also, please review what is needed for the 4-in-1 so they can connect with their twin flame.
Okay, what's needed is the whole lifetime emotional clearing, the whole lifetime mental body clearing, the sensory clearing, which is like a past life clearing for you of emotions. It gets rid of a lot of that stuff that hasn't come up to the surface yet. And that takes typically, time-wise, hour to hour and a half, depending on the person. Sometimes I've even done it for 2 hours. And then I can tell you about when you incarnated for the first time, for the last time up to now. Then from there, you can do the 4-in-1 clearing. Some people do other clearings, too, because they don't feel quite clear enough. Know that the twin flame energy would not want to come to them because of their densities. That's what you need minimum there. Happens when your twin flame energy comes to you and the home base energy. Home base is what you call your soul family here. They copied that and gave it that name. That's what you read about in your horoscope, how you're being controlled, because they're doing that. That's tied into that, along with the people that you probably living with now or are employed with, and all your friends, probably all in the same soul family. And each time you guys leave here and get a new body, you kind of join up over again, what you call your spiritual lessons together. Through life, there's no such thing, but down here there is, because they gave us duality, and people have chosen to stick with duality to judge the light. That's what you're actually doing. So some people need to have more than what I offer there as far as clearings, because the twin flame won't come in. Now, after you have the two clearings of your home base and your twin flame, the twin flame almost always is not here, but there are some people that the twin flame does exist here. Normally it's somewhere else. And when you have that, you don't feel the loneliness that you may have. Don't feel needy, because these things are energetically connected to you. Now, what can happen is that you can all of a sudden feel so much peace energy, which is what these bring you. And if you were an emotional person before, all of a sudden you may feel like you lost your life force energy, like you lost your drive to live because you used to use your emotions to jumpstart you. Now that you're at peace, emotions really aren't there because you're not bringing forth emotions. You could feel like maybe you're flat, like, you know, there's no thrill in life any longer. That's because you're satisfied and you're in peace. You do have to reinvent yourself. And this is also true when I'm talking about for the emotional whole lifetime clearing. If you are a really emotional person and you need to have somebody poke a stick at you to motivate you, after you have that emotional clearing, you may just walk away from that stick. But then you may say, gee, my life is kind of boring, or I feel bored because I'm at peace. You may not equate it as being in the peaceful mode, but you may equate it because you don't know what to do with yourself. So you do have to invent yourself, reinvent yourself over again, because you're in peace energy versus a lot of the duality. So that's one way to look at the clearings, but the The twin flame, the four in one is what I call it. You have four clearings in one. That clearing is very, very nice to have, and it does help you immensely. And you probably know about your twin flame and also your home base energy. But when I bring it forward for you to see, to feel the energy energetically, then you do kind of resonate with it, even though you have never really put your finger on it. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Ron, again, to clarify, you have said in the past that the sensory clearing right now is done personally with you, correct?
That is correct. Just give me an email. You can either send a check, and we can set up an appointment, or do something on PayPal. And then from there, we'll get a appointment time. And I don't need to be on the phone with you. We can set an appointment time. We'll connect, and I'll do the clearing and tell you how far you, how long you've been here, how many timelines you've been on. But I can't really say that, but how long you've been here. And that'll be sometimes a key point for you because you know that you've been here for so long. So, yep, that feels about right. I mean, a lot of people do understand or feel the energy when I mention that time frame. I think the last one that I did for a gentleman maybe a week and a half ago, I think he was at 47,000 years. So that's probably pretty average for most people here. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for the explanation.
That's what I will say is that, see, that was all that I did. Those are all the clearings that I started off with to do for people because that's really all the light shift thought they needed. It was those four clearings plus the last one, the four and one. And then all of a sudden, the people came forward who I worked with and they said, I need more stuff. So I had to slowly recreate and make new clearings for people according to people's issues that live here. That's why there's so many clearings on the website. It's not because I sat down one day, started thinking about what I could put on there. It was all requests from people who wanted to have clearings because what they had just didn't go deep enough, needed some more help. So that's why there's so many clearings, because people needed more help, what I initially offered. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, would you kindly restate your email address for those who wish the sensory clearing appointment?
You can send it to healing at creationlightship.com.
Thank you. Some people are listening. Or
healing at creationlightship is at yahoo.com, yeah.
Healing at creation. Say that again, please, Ron.
Healing at Creation Light Ship. Oh, wait, healing at creationlightship.com. Yeah, there's a, the ad is there, yeah. Healing at creationlightship.com. Yeah, that will work.
There's someone on Fast Chat who is unable to participate fully and is requesting an arc field containment clearing. Would you kindly help her with that, please? It's for Marcy, who's in the hospital.
Okay, here we go. Bringing forth the energy here. So we'll see if we can hold that on, keep it on it for about a week here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Just start to feel your arc field come back to your body. It's going to be the shrink wrap one, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You can just command your body to bring back the energy around you if you wish. And that way you will have more energy with you inside of yourself and you're not exerting, like you know, spraying people with your energy, you know, like a sprinkler system, because you want to have it all with you. That's the whole thing. So you can do the shrink wrap. That will help you out a lot. especially if you're out and about. And also do, some people have requested to do a space clearing on their house or their car or their workplace. That kind of goes along with North Field. I think on the website it's called location space clearing or something like that. So I don't know if space itself will get it, but location I think will. So well, our time went by real quick. We got about 3 minutes here to go. So back to you, Kathy. Oh, what I will say, we will have almost for sure here a show on Thursdays. We mentioned that it may not have it, but I think it'll happen on Thursdays. So go to TalkStream Live. We'll be there. So back to you, Kathy.
That's great news, Ron. You mean that the same time and the same Thursday program? Okay.
I just look for my name there. And we should be there. We're going to get on it too. We're going to get on TalkStream ourselves, I think, the way it's looking here. We'll find out in the next couple of days here. So,
okay, Ron, that's great news. Do we have time for a clearing request that happened several pages back on the fast chat for Jeremiah for chakra clearing?
Okay, yeah, let's do the chakras here. Here we go. So heart chakra, I'm going to move that around here. Okay, there we go. And move now around, going up to your throat. Okay, that feels good. And going out of the third eye. And good. Now down below the heart, go down to the power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Okay, and first chakra. Right now we'll do an opening. Use the word spin to increase the chakra. Here we go. So in, open. And again, here we go. Throat chakra, spin, open. Third eye, spin, open. Power chakra, spin, good. Second chakra, spin, good. And first, spin, good. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, in the few minutes we have left, well, I guess just 1 minute, I want to thank you for the Lightship visit, the healings, and thank BBS Radio and the callers and listeners for their participation. And may we, Ron, have the program end with some peace energy and some peaceful rest water.
Okay, yeah, get a glass of water, everybody. Then we'll bring the energy into your room through the light beam. So if you're away from the water faucet and glasses, don't run out real quick. Just know that it'll be charged up for you. So just get it. And take note of the time. So if you are away from that, just know that straight up on the hour, it'll be completed. So we're going to bring some peaceful, restful, sleepful water for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Peace energy is coming to you also here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That water will be charged up straight up on the hour here. And our time is coming to a close on BBS, so I'll just say thank you. And thank you, Kathy. Thank you, callers. And we'll see you later, everybody. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow. Alien Critter Release, Body Rejuvenation.